is up, everybody. It's time for Full Tilt. It's 3 in the morning. This is DJ Gimme Gimme. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's get this thing underway. Today, our theme is the sounds of Africa. So we'll be doing things from the African continent. A little bit from Nigeria, a little bit from Ethiopia, a little bit from South Africa, and a couple other countries in between. Bouncing around the place, but that is the theme for tonight, and we'll be getting it underway. There's a lot of artists that I'm pretty excited about playing, a lot of big pioneers in Afro-funk, Afro-beat. Obviously, there'll be some Fela Kuti in there, but I think we will start off and kick things off with a little bit of an Ethiopian organist by the name of Haile Mergia, who's still pumping out music, came out with something this year that was very highly reviewed. But this is, of course, one of his classics and one of his best, kicking it off with Sinta Nyehu.
We'll be right back. second to know you, baby. Yeah. I've been telling you how sweet you act. I've been telling you how good you act. Now I want you to try to tell me how you look.
You look so good, fantastic man.
All right. So we just heard, first off, Hailu Mergia with Sintan Yehu. And then that last one was William Onyebor with Fantastic Man, which I think a lot of us got introduced to. I think an Apple commercial came out that had that one in it, which is great. Yeah, so as we kind of delve into our beginner's course for modern African music, there is, of course, one artist that you gotta go to. There's a lot that can be said about Fela Kuti, musical pioneer, political revolutionary, kind of an icon in his own right. Oddly enough, notorious misogynist, but definitely a massive mammoth figure in the genre. So without further ado, Water Get No Enemy.
Thank you. ba fe la we o mi lo ma lo. If you want go wash, now what are you going to use? To ba fe se be o mi lo ma lo. If you want cook soup, now what are you going to use?
You know.
All right. So, as we approach the halfway mark of the show, it is time for the PSA, which I always take great delight in delivering. And I've got in front of me a notorious PSA and a personal favorite of mine. And I'll just get right into it. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might not seem easy. It might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio, and especially myself, DJ Gimme Gimme. Guys, I do have to say, 150,000 people is a lot of people falling off ladders. That's like if the entire city of Cambridge, Mass. Fell off a ladder at once. Next up, we do have a cool song here by an artist by the name of Dorothy Ashby, and it's, I think, maybe the only instance I can think of where I'll go and listen to a song that mainly features harp. So I'll give it a play, and let me know what you guys think. Here it goes. All right. So we heard some Dorothy Ashby with Soul Vibrations. That was followed by Ebo Taylor with Love and Death. And that last one you just heard was Mulatu Astatke with Tezeta. And so we have so far done a lot of Nigeria, a couple of Ethiopia, and I want to transfer over to a group from Zimbabwe. And I remember my dad and I listened to a podcast about this particular group. They're called Wells Fargo, and their story is pretty remarkable. They started playing during the uprising and revolution in Zimbabwe, this band was just totally not allowed to play. They were a revolutionary group and were inciting the public with their music. And all the while, they basically got banned from playing music, so they had to record in exile or in secret. So, and the story goes that the drummer in this group watched enough drumming that one day he just sat down at the set and just could play, which I think is far-fetched, but would be pretty stellar and incredible if that were true. Anyway, here we go with Watch Out by Wells Fargo. All right. So, yeah, that was Watch Out with Wells Fargo, which became an anthem of the resistance in Zimbabwe. Very cool, little-known group, but give them a look. It sounds like some sort of, like, Jimi Hendrix demo, which is very cool, at least vocally, I think. And while we're on the topic of Zimbabwe, and we all know that Bob Marley is from Jamaica and not the African continent, but his song Zimbabwe, which I had never heard before because I don't think it's one of his major hits, but I heard it the first time as I was working in a restaurant in DC, and I've been jamming to it ever since. Something about it. I'm going to make that the last song of the night, so I'll go ahead and leave you guys on a chill note and let you guys enjoy some Bob with a nice, As in His Want, a song of rebellion. That song, super enjoyable. That'll close out this installation of Full Tilt. I have been DJ Gimme Gimme, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And keep listening, because there's always good stuff pumping out of this station. So we will hit this last song, and I bid you guys a good night.
Every man got the right to decide. Fight this little struggle, 'cause that's the only way we can overcome a little trouble. Brother, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're right, you're so right. We gon' fight,
we gon' fight,
we'll have to fight,
we gon' fight,
we gonna fight,
we gon' fight,
fight for our rights. Natty dreaded dinner.
Zimbabwe.
Africans are liberate Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe. I miss her.